Just in case you're listening to this, welcome to Describe. My name is Chinasa Kasmir, and on these episodes of today's season, on season 3 of episode 3, welcome. Today we are discussing law students. Yeah, law students in their 400 level. Why? Because I am a law student and I have a lot of questions in my head about what being a lawyer is, what my career would be like. So I proposed for this to be a law Twitter space with law students, but I barely got any to join. I sent it to like a few of my classmates and they just liked the post, probably did not even read it or probably are not interested. So I was like, why don't I just make it into a podcast, because I feel like talking. So I often use Twitter a whole lot, and as a Twitter person, I see a lot of things that happen on the TL, injustices, wrong things that happen. I hear a lot of cases of insecurity in the country. I see and read a lot of tweets of young Nigerians who are in the university and do not have hope as they are there, because some of them are like, once I'm done, there might be no job, or you have to become a business person as you are a student. So some people I observe, instead of being just students, they are like multiple things and talents. Yes, it's good. It helps you discover your strengths and what you can do. However, like a student in any ideal proper system country is supposed to be done with the university or college, whatever higher institution they are enrolled in, and know that there is like a security for them. But like, we are in the 21st century. What do you actually expect? So yeah, like the countries and the governments are no longer good enough to cater to its people. My classroom is always very filled up with a lot of people, and it's always very hot and uncomfortable to sit in. Like, the sitting and learning environment is not even conducive enough for those who are going to be students. And we often hear the question of, you are studying law in this lawless country. We often see on Twitter where people quote tweets with laughing emojis, wearing like there's a literal joke on the career. So I ask myself sometimes, why am I studying law? Like, why are you studying law? Prior to now, I asked myself that question, and the only answer I could get was because, I think I am a creative person, and I would like to see creatives not get cheated out of their work. I don't like to cheat people. So for like something that you invest your intellectual time, property, strength in, I don't want to see you get cheated. And everybody should be able to win. I think that's one of the reasons why I'm studying law. And I mean, to be able to extend a hand of justice to somebody, honestly. So my lifestyle as a law student, so I don't have a particular lifestyle as a law student, because I am not just a law student. I dabble in other things. I run a business sometimes, or I like actively give myself out for a business purpose so that I can be able to afford a living. What else? I am also currently taking a course in the Music Business Academy for Africa. So that's also taking my time, and I have jobs. I am a social media manager. So I have to do all these things because I need to survive. The country is so expensive. $1 equals, I think, about 1,200 naira in this country. In the past, I would be able to eat dinner with one, two, and I can still eat dinner with one, two nowadays. but the food would just be, let's assume I need to buy, the food will not be eat anymore. So my lifestyle as a law student is just me going to school, going for classes, trying to figure out my other businesses, my work, my jobs. Like, I also have to do all of all those things. So I think just going to class defines what my lifestyle as a law student is. Then I am privileged to serve, yet privileged because people have to trust you to give you that kind of position. I'm privileged to serve under a student association as the deputy head, and it's like a chamber but for lawyers, for law students. So like, it's supposed to work as what a chamber is, like a law firm is, but for students. And we have debates, we have mooting competitions, we have activities basically that would encourage you to want to be a lawyer at the end of the day. So yeah, I lead in that organization. Yeah, so that's what my lifestyle as a law student is. Do I think the course law is hard? I won't particularly say I think being a law student, like studying law, is hard. Honestly, I'll just say I don't understand how marks are being merited, and I don't understand what the merit of success is supposed to be as a law student sometimes. Why? Because the only merit of success I know is just my results, whether I get A, B, D, or C, or D, or E, or F. You understand? Nobody comes back to you, like your secondary school, and give you back your results for you to see what you did and see your answers. Nobody does that in the university. So you're just kept in a scale of, well, I write exams and I pass. Me passing determines whether I go to the next class or not. That's just how it feels like. So it's not supposed to be hard. And I mean, I try. I get C's, I get B's, D's, A's, F's. Yeah. So I think it's just a course. It's just a university course. My favorite law student experience has to be an event called now why I'm thinking twice about saying this as my favorite law student experience is because, you know, I'm a law student, so a business activity or an entrepreneurial skill or activity shouldn't be like my favorite. What should be my favorite should be something law related. So therefore, I would say being in the courts is interesting. I would like to actually like watch, like not to be arguing, you know, like it's nice to be the one, like be the lawyer in litigation. It would be nice to litigate, but I have never like engaged in a litigation exercise, and I think that's something that I should look into. However, I think my favorite law student experience is an entrepreneurial activity that is like a trade fair organized by my chamber. Yeah. However, I also think that my favorite should be like mooting. Yeah, because I think seeing people express what they think should be as to what the law has stipulated makes it really interesting. So knowing that you've read all those theories and one day you get to put it into practice, I think that is what's like that is like the benchmark for me. Then yeah, so why do I enjoy being a law student? I think I enjoy being a law student because I could become a lawyer in the future. So I'm not even joking. I enjoy being a law student because I could become a lawyer in the future. Like, yeah, like in the next 5 years max, 10 years max, I will be lawyer. You know that thing, that sense of pride our parents
want glowing, where they call them Mabarista or Mama Barista, that kind of pee. Yeah, so currently I think that's just why I enjoy being a student. If not lore, I would probably be in business, like in business and sales and marketing. That's what I would be in. Business, sales, marketing. That's where you'd see me in. I think being an entertainment lawyer is cool. I recently had a conversation with a friend. He's a level ahead of me. And he told me about international law. And it just reminded me of one time where someone was like prophesied over my life and said that, oh, I would go international in life. And I was like, imagine being an international lawyer. So I think that is, I think that's also cool. I think people that do maritime law, I don't know what that is. Like, I know what it is. Like, it has to do with the regulations of ships on water and like where you're supposed to pass the ships and all the marine sea boats and all those things are supposed to be on, like their regulations are the laws that guide them basically. Yeah, so I think that if I was getting a fresh areas of law to practice in, I'd say that. I also think that being a litigation lawyer is not fresh. Simply because I've seen like litigation happen in Nigeria and it looks so stressful. Like, it looks so stressful. On TV, it looks really nice, but like looking at people do it in real life, it looks too stressful. There's one other area. Yeah, sports lawyer. That is one area I'll just love to dabble in. Like, just put my feet in, because I think that the possibilities are enough when it comes to that. Because, you know, I am female right now, and we don't have a lot of females who do, I don't know, but you know how like there's this prejudice when it comes to females and sports, even though like women do sports, but you probably get what I mean. Yeah, so who is my favorite lawyer in the world? So, I think my favorite lawyer in the world is Jake Efodo Okechukwu, simply because I read a book he wrote. That's all. He wrote a book and he encouraged me through that book to keep being a lawyer, like to look at something else. In the book, he had, I think, about 40 or 35 different lawyers' perspective. So yeah, even though I am lost in this world as a law student in the University of Uyo, Nigeria, Akwa Ibom, Nigeria, he was in another side, did a project that worked and affected my life positively. So yes, he's my favorite lawyer. How did you know you were going to be a lawyer? So I watched a movie while growing up, and funny enough, this litigation that I'm looking down on was what I saw. Like, they were litigating, and as they were litigating, I said to myself, I'd like to be a lawyer. So one day, me and my dad went out, because like the persecuted criminals, like armed robbers and stuff. So me and my dad went out to buy bread one day, and then I saw him. I told him, oh daddy, see, I would like to be a lawyer. And he said, why? I said, because I would like to catch criminals and put them in prison. Armed robbers, I'll put them in prison. So yeah, I'm wondering how it's going now after wanting to like do litigation. And at this rate, I'm just like, nah, that's me. I would say it's been tough. Honestly, it's been really, really tough. That thing I talked about, success metrics, I wish I could see my results. I wish I could see my test scripts.
I wish I could read after them, because I don't do any of that right now, and it's just another season for me to write exams again and like go one step higher in the law library catalog of being a law student. Well, so tell me what you think. I'm describing my life as a law student in one word. I would say adventurous. Adventurous because I've seen a lot. I've gone through a lot, and I'm studying law in Nigeria. So yeah, adventurous. Well, I am currently in Uyo, Akwa Ibom, Nigeria. Where are you at? Tell me what you think after listening to this podcast episode. I invested my time into putting this out, and I pray that another law student can listen to it and just give me an opinion. Thank you, and mwah. See you guys next episode. Let's do this again.